she's aging badly. Why do we do this to women? I love the thing that Kate Winslet is trying to do with her commentary on aging, saying, this is what an aging woman's face looks like. You might not see it very often. It's just how it actually looks. Aging is not a problem to be solved, but actually is something to walk into. If we can think about our body not as a thing, but actually as a house. Instead of living inside the house, most of us are living on the front lawn. We're kind of sitting across the street like, oh, you know, the shutters need to get painted. The roof's falling apart, like the neighbor's house. They got a new paint job. Ooh, it's looking fresher than mine. That it's really easy when we're on the outside to default to comparison as a means of establishing worth. There are people who are so preoccupied with anti-aging that even before there are signs of it in the prime of their youth, using treatments, facial treatments, using aesthetic treatments, injectables, with the thinking, I'm so scared of what's going to happen if I don't live my life this way. It feels safer sometimes to continue to be in these patterns of behavior that are so, so harming, so restrictive, so unwell, because they actually are providing some kind of safety from the terror of what it's like to let my body be a human body. It's like something in me wants to be free from this. And something in me is holding on because it's the only thing that I know how to do. And there is a way to let an inner voice of wisdom come to soothe the distress. This has been your only way of staying safe up until this point, but we can do it different this time. Come back into the house.